Living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So what we're going to talk about now are five ways that parents can reinforce ADHD symptoms in their children. My guest is Dr. Craig Wiener. He's the author of Parenting Your Child with ADHD. Dr. Wiener, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Now, let's get something straight right off the get-go. Because in your book, you have this section about these five things that parents do, and we're not blaming the parents. Right. We know that that's not the case. But what you've recognized are simply some things that parents do that maybe they can get a little bit better grasp of that could help with some of the symptoms they see in their kids. Is that correct?
Yeah. The ADHD behaviors can be beneficial, even though they lead to so many problems. And parents can sometimes take some steps to make sure that some of those benefits aren't occurring. And then the behaviors are less likely to keep repeating.
Right, so we're going to talk about those five ways, but you know, I want to take just a quick little sidebar here and ask you to get your expert opinion on this. You know, there does seem to be a rise in a lot of the ADHD diagnoses that are occurring in this country. Autism is another one. Is there, real quickly, why do you think that's the case?
I think it's the case because if they make more and more diagnoses, the professionals, and then we start to see each other and ourselves in the diagnosis. So there's more possibility of a diagnosis since these things are made available to the public and to the primary care physicians and psychologists. So if you make the categories and people can fit in the categories, and then we start. Go ahead.
You think that it might not be the increase that we see in ADHD, autism. You know, what, 10% of kids, for instance, are diagnosed with ADHD. You think some of that is not a real diagnosis? Or is there a real increase here?
Yeah, people have to fit the criteria. But the problem is if you make different diagnoses with different criteria, there's more possibility of people qualifying for a diagnosis.
Fitting into that category.
Yeah, and then more and more people get trained to look at behavior in those categories. Then people start to explain the problems that way. The other thing is, since they have treatments that go with the diagnoses, then if you fit into the diagnoses, you can get a treatment, and they have medicines that people can get when they have a particular diagnosis. So it's a self-perpetuating system that's multiplying.
So let's go. Let's do that. I know that, you know, reading your book, which, by the way, we'll talk about that here at the end. It really great book, and you focus a lot on the parents and that parent child relationship. And you mentioned five ways that maybe parents are reinforcing some of these symptoms a little bit. And for sake of time, I want to make sure we cover each one of these. So let's start with the first way that you see parents reinforcing some of these symptoms. Give us the first one.
Well, so let's say the first one is attention, and parents are going to be familiar with this one because they know that a child who's loud and hyper and running around and reckless is going to garner a lot of attention. So this social, mobilizing all the social activity goes with this very easily. So the more the child acts out and breaks limits and everything else, the more attention they're going to get. So let's say a child's is dancing in front of a stranger while you're in a waiting room and you're reading a magazine, and then you ask the child, come over here and look at the magazines with me, the child's active behavior just got the result of getting special attention from the parent. So those are examples. These behaviors are so easily reinforced.
So what would be the best thing for the parent to do in that case when there's an almost an attention-seeking type behavior in the child? What's the thing not to do, or what should they do? Maybe let's make it positive. What should the parent do in that case?
Well, alternatives are to talk with the child even before you go to the waiting room. We're going to the waiting room. We have to kind of be quiet in there to be kind to people. What do you want to bring with you? How do you want to handle the waiting time? And if the parent may decide that they want to interact quietly with the kid while they're waiting as a way to sidestep the child is learning to do kind of doing this hyper stuff to get, then it's too late. They already do the hyper stuff and then they get the attention. So thinking ahead of time is one way, and getting the child to be more self-reliant, which is to learn that they could manage the waiting time differently. They don't have to always, the solution isn't always getting attention from others. They could have their own book with them. They could have a little game with them or some other way that they want to spend the time. So they learn to confront the difficulties in the world by using their own resources to manage the problem.
So when it comes to the attention symptom we see with ADHD, maybe just being a little bit more prepared when we're going out in public, that may help to not reinforce that behavior. Let's go to another one another one of these symptoms. Give me another one from your book.
Well, another one's accommodation, which is you say the child doesn't like where you're bringing them, then they start acting unreasonably, doing the hyper stuff, or not responding to your requests. And the parent says, well, this isn't going well, let's leave. Well, leaving essentially gets the child for the adult to change the agenda and do what the child wants. Or if the child's got homework to do and they're groaning and moaning and making a big deal, then the parent comes over and then helps the child do the work, then the child's learning those responses end up with getting extra help. And if they wait for this project to be done till the last moment and everybody scurries around to get it finished, then you teach the child procrastinating gets accommodation to occur. Or if the child spends all their money and the parent says, well, you don't have any money, let me give you some more, money burns a hole in your pocket. The child will never learn to manage money if there's always this kind of accommodation and rescuing. There's a real lot of subtle patterns that increase the probability of these ADHD behaviors.
So that's attention. So there's ways that we can reinforce some of the attention-seeking behavior. There's ways, like you just mentioned, the combination. Anything else that you mentioned in your book in this part, the five ways? Is there another one that you could give us example and help some parents out?
Sure. There's three more. Antagonism, which is, say, your relationship with the child is at odds and the child's angry. It might start flicking something at you or trip their sibling or do something that they know you're not going to like. And what that does is it provokes you into an angry state. And then the issue is what's so reinforcing about that? Well, when you're angry at somebody, that's what people like to do. They like to get the other one to suffer. And then the real payoff is if the parent feels badly about overreacting, then the child's antagonism essentially ends with the parent apologizing. So lots of parents will identify with this, that they struggle to parent well, and if the child learns to kind of provoke them and provoke them and provoke them until they lose it, and then there's a bad parent.
The antagonism part. Let's go to the fourth one.
All right. So acquisition, though, a lot of the behaviors like rushing, knocking kids over to get the piece of cake, or reaching quickly across the table and getting the food before others. These are ways of getting what you want before anybody could stop you. So hyper quick impulsive behaviors have the payoff of if you don't wait your turn, often you get things before others. So it's a way to acquire what you want. But these are all behaviors that can easily be seen within an ADHD patterning. And then, of course, the hallmark of ADHD, which the avoidance behaviors, which you call distracted, not focused. These are behaviors that occur in situations where the child's required to do a task or activity or follow an agenda that they're not very happy about. So avoidance is the reinforcement because you're essentially escaping from something that's aversive, something that's problematic for the child.
Right. Okay, so what we have here, so we have the attention problems, the combination symptoms, the antagonism. A lot of these things is really just to be prepared as a parent. Don't get angry with them. Don't reinforce that those types of behaviors. And you do see a decent result with this. Where can people purchase your book?
Well, the parents can purchase my book off of all the major booksellers, you know, Amazon or all the other major places, and have a website.
And it's called...
Yeah.
And it's called Parenting Your Child with ADHD, and it's Dr. Craig Wiener. I want to thank you for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.